As mentioned earlier, there are three events that strike fear into the heart of many Christians and that study prophecy, that is. And those events are the Great Tribulation, the coming Antichrist, and the Battle of Armageddon. The purpose I have in seminars is to take away the fear and replace it with faith. These events are not things to be afraid of once a person has knowledge of God's will, is committed to God and filled with His Holy Spirit and sealed for salvation. So we're going to begin talking today about Armageddon. This is going to take several segments to complete this subject, but we're going to start now. Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 through 16. And by the way, this is the only passage in the entire Bible that uses the word Armageddon. Armageddon is a compound word. It comes from two words, Har and Megiddo. Now, Megiddo was a valley there in Palestine. It still is a valley. It's sometimes also called Jezreel. And it has two mountains within the valley and one mountain bordering the valley. That mountain bordering is Mount Carmel. Another mountain in the valley is Mount Tabor, and another mountain is the Hill of Moriah. And so those play a significant part in helping us to understand the Battle of Armageddon. Now let's go to verse 13. And I saw coming up out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, three unclean spirits like frogs. They are spirits of demons performing signs which go out to the kings of the whole world to gather them for the war of the great day of God Almighty. Then you have a parenthetical comment about the coming of Christ. And then verse 16 says, and they gathered them together to the place which in Hebrew is called Armageddon. Now, let's notice something that should be obvious but is often overlooked. Verse 14, it says, they gathered them together for war, the great day of God Almighty. Verse 16 says, and they gathered them together to the place which in Hebrew is called Armageddon. The word gathered is used twice. Now, notice a battle is not fought. There is a gathering for battle. That's significant, especially when we have all this fear conjured up in our minds of a major battle in the Middle East involving Russia and America and Israel and all the other countries, and blood running as high as a horse's thigh, and all these things that people imagine from the book of Ezekiel. By the way, Ezekiel and the Battle of Armageddon are not necessarily connected. And we will talk about why at a future time. But here is a gathering for war. Let's look at the three entities that have to do with this war. The dragon, the beast, and the false prophet. We know who the dragon is. We have identified it as Satan, the devil. He has already impersonated Christ by this time. And so he is gathering his forces. His forces consist of the beast, a people group, and the false prophet, another people group. Now you can imagine when Satan impersonates Christ, Christians are not necessarily the entire world, are they? But as Satan impersonates Christ and people see that Christians' greatest hopes have been fulfilled, there will be mass migration, you might say, to Christianity, or mass conversion to a pseudo-Christianity. Great religious blocks will say, wow, Christianity must be the true religion because their hopes have been fulfilled and the whole world will become Christians. Now, there are some people groups that will see their own dreams fulfilled in Satan impersonating Christ in their own theology. But nevertheless, the world will be united thinking that Christ has come. We will have much more to say about Armageddon in segment two as we continue this theme. The dragon is the devil. The beast and the false prophet are people groups that have been deceived that join the devil to remove those people that are holdouts saying this is not the Christ. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.